It's late. Look at the Torah, Parshas Tazria, page 40, the bottom of the first column. Mamish, the last line. Okay. It says, Amseach HaShemini, Zalmila Shenitna B'Shemini. It says, a song for David HaMelech, basically, on the Sheminis, on the eighth, which refers to Mila. So Gemara says, why did David HaMelech sing, so to speak, about Bris Mila? So Gemara says, Shebemerech HaTzroa HaTzatzmi Orum. It says, in David HaMelech, Gemara says, David HaMelech was in the bathhouse, and he realized he was naked, and he had no talus on him, no tzitzis on him, no tefillin on him, no mitzvahs on him. And he realized he felt bad. He was naked for mitzvahs. Kivish and Iska b'mila. Once he realized that he has a bris mila, this yavshadaita, he felt better. That's what the Gemara says in Menachos. V'cheinu gam kem b'yirishami sefer mesechtes brachot. Tzorach lehovin, lama hayisaya shira al shenitna b'shemini davke. So the emphasis that he had a bris. Why is this song al shminis? Because of it seems to imply that the song David HaMelech made was because it's the eighth day. The Simchas and he had bris, not that it was on the eighth day. But it says in the pasuk in today's parsha, b'yom hashmini yimel, on the eighth day you do a bris. Afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, shemila deichet Shabbos, the mila pushes away Shabbos. Like we know, if it's a bris on time, not cesarean, natural birth, on the eighth day it pushes off Shabbos. Which means that bris mila is even greater than Shabbos, because it desecrates Shabbos to do a bris. So to understand, what's the advantage of bris mila on the eighth day? To understand, why is bris mila, because it's the eighth day, is greater than Shabbos, which is the seventh day. It says, in order to understand this, in the Shabbos, kibei Shabbos, to understand the whole concept of Shabbos, because Hashem rested. What does all that mean? The source of it is as follows. All the weekday things which are forbidden. Lametas melachas. Chedesh v'dreya, plowing, planting, and so on. Hein b'chinas tikun u'birut. Is the level of refixing and refining lahalis mikrecha tzemeach sheba'aretz, that bring out and to elevate from the earth that smiach kol meichel sheyochol adam v'chayben, to bring out every food that a person is going to eat. Why? How do you elevate it? Ki yivardech ala meichel betchila v'tzof, because a person is going to make a bracha before and after. U'mamshach be'kedusha, and he's going to bring kedusha into the food. And then afterwards, when he gets the strength from the food that he ate to go do Torah mitzvahs, the food, the life that's in this plant life becomes one with the chayis ha'odom, and its strength is his kreach and his seichel, or the kreach and his seichel is that with the strength the person has from the food. He davens, he learns, and does mitzvahs. Okay, so he says like this. What's the purpose of planting and doing all that stuff? Because Hashem wants us to work the land, get the food, make a brach on it, utilize the food for the learning, davening, and for mitzvahs. And then you elevate the chayis of the food. So basically, what's the inyan of the weekday, 6 days, to work, basically, is to deal with the world, elevate the world to a stage of godliness. That's the whole concept of the 6 days of creation. And so it is also called a malachas. All the other malachas of Shabbos, which are not necessarily agricultural, like cooking and baking, all those types of things. What is it? Tikkun ha-meichel she'aroi l'achilus ha'odom. It should be fit for a person. Or the same thing, erek shnei chutim, the weaving. Well, what's the purpose of weaving garments? Again, you should make a garment, utilize the garment for the right purposes. Hu tikkun li'isroi l'levush ha'odom. And same thing, b'niyah, b'ni. He's just going through various Shabbos malachas, that you see that the purpose of the Lamed Tes, the 39 melachas that a person does during the week is to elevate the world, whether it's construction, whether it's agriculture, whether it's the dressing, whatever. Because generally speaking, says if you look at analyze all the lamites melachas, it's either, like he says, food, clothing, and shelter. Look at all the melachas. These are eating, garments, weaving, and all those types of melachas, and construction, which are the three necessities of a person. And all this refining, that the person refines the physical world, comes from an apachnitzus and shenafel of the shvir sakelim b'yach. All this, again, the shvir sakelim of tehu, the sparks fell into b'riyitzir nasiya. And therefore, what's the avodah during the 6 days? To elevate the world of b'yah, the sparks of tehu that fell down, to elevate it back to atzilus. Atzilus is already a world of tikkun. Tikkun means fixed. Atzilus is perfect already. It's a lokus, it's godliness, it's refined. Okay, Atzilus is created by Hashem, not a creation. It's emanating from Hashem as a perfect world. It's Atzilus. It's a lokus, infinite chesed, infinite gvur, infinite so on and so forth. So therefore, what's the avodah Atzilus is perfect, not through the avodah of a person. But Bria, Tzir, and Asiya, which are fundamentally from the sparks of Tehu that fell down, so that's our job to elevate those sparks of Bria, Tzir, and Asiya from Tehu and elevate them to Atzilus. In other words, to become perfect, but through our avodah. In other words, certain things Hashem created himself perfect, and certain things Hashem wants us to perfect. Achatik and shal adam hi bebyah. Shenit and la adam lesakun olivad. Vizel aved sa adam yimeyachol. That is the weekday aved of a person. Deal with the world, like we said many times. 6 days Hashem created, Hashem says, I want you to create. What is the creativity of a person? The world's created already. What do we create? How do we copy Hashem? Right? How do we emulate Hashem? By Hashem creating 6 days, we create 6 days. What's the creation? To elevate from the physical into spiritual. Hashem made the physical. And Hashem says, during the 6 days, you have to elevate this physical world. And therefore, you have to plow and cook and build and all those things because you need to elevate the physical world. Avo b'Shabbos, ein b'birr v'tikkun klal. It's Shabbos, though there's no aved of refining the world. Like it says, tzaddik eichel seven nafshik. A tzaddik eats to fill his soul. Meaning, Shabbos, a person is not allowed to create. Now, in simple English, it means as follows. During the week, 6 days, Hashem created. When Hashem creates world, he's associated with world. He's creating it. He says, let there be light, let there be this, let there be that. Hashem is associating with world. What happened, which by the way is a lower level of a lokus. It's a lokus coming down into a finite world to create it. What happens in Shabbos? Hashem stopped creating. So what does it mean Hashem stopped creating? On Shabbos, Hashem is disassociating himself from creation. That means Hashem is, so to speak, is elevating himself. Instead of being involved in world, Hashem disassociates himself with world. Therefore, Hashem's not dealing with creation. Therefore, Hashem says to the Jew, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do those things that create, that deal with world. Shabbos, you eat and drink and everything. That's momayla lamata. That's not you're elevating the food. Shabbos, the eating itself is a mitzvah. Meaning, during the week, eating is not elevating the food. If I eat it the right way, then it elevates the food. Shabbos, the actual eating is a mitzvah, which means even if I don't eat it to elevate the food or whatever, I still elevate the food because Shabbos is the level higher than creation.
On Shabbos, Hashem deals with the world through machshava.
But that means he's not creating, though, in a separated speech. means it's leaving him, kaviyachol. Right? Even though Hashem can't leave him, there's nowhere to go. He's all over the place. But conceptually, speech that Hashem created the world with means the way Elokus is leaving Hashem, the infinite state, going into the finite state. And Shabbos, Hashem creates with thought. That's the inner revelation. It's not external. By the way,